USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Months before the call that set off an impeachment inquiry, many in the diplomatic community were alarmed by the Trump administration's abrupt removal of a career diplomat from her post as ambassador to Ukraine. The ambassador's ouster and the campaign against her that preceded it are now emerging as the key sequence of events behind a whistleblower's complaint alleging that the president pressured a foreign country to investigate his political rival. In a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Robert Mendez demanded answers about the ouster of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Through it all, Donald Trump is saying that this is all just a big witch hunt.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just a disgrace. It's a terrible thing for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump signed a temporary government-wide funding bill that staves off the risk of a government shutdown through November 21st. The measure buys additional time for lawmakers to continue to work to unclog a $1.4 trillion bundle of yearly spending bills that is hung up amid fights over Trump's border wall and abortion. Those measures face a variety of obstacles, and it's not clear when Congress will pass them. A gas leak forced the temporary evacuation of hundreds of residents from a Massachusetts city just outside of Boston, reeling from a destructive series of gas explosions and fires 1 year ago. Homes were evacuated in the early morning hours after a police officer smelled gas around 3:15 a.m. and alerted authorities. The leak was located and sealed off by 5 a.m., according to Columbia Gas of Massachusetts. There were no reported injuries, explosions, or fires. Governor Charlie Baker and others declined to say what caused the leak, but Baker said investigators are confident the leak was isolated and there is no threat to public safety. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There's a presidential election in Afghanistan this weekend, but many would-be voters might skip them out of fear. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The Taliban relentlessly issuing threats against Saturday's vote. Leading up to the balloting, the terrorist group has sent suicide bombers to rallies and election offices, killing dozens and warning they'll kill more. Afghan officials say security preparations at nearly 5,000 polling places have been elaborate and more than 8 months in the making, but Taliban leaders are warning Afghans to boycott the elections, and despite the government's best efforts, 431 polling centers will not be able to open because the Interior Minister says they were just too difficult to secure. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Dallas police officer broke her silence about the night she killed a young accountant who lived in the apartment right above hers, telling jurors she has to live with that guilt every day and that she wished the roles were reversed. Amber Geiger tearfully told the packed courtroom at her murder trial that she was sorry for killing the 26-year-old Botham Jean last September, explaining she mistook his fourth-floor apartment for her own. Geiger, aged 31, repeatedly apologized for killing Jean as she spoke publicly about the events of that night in the courtroom. She said, "I hate that I have to live with this every single day of my life, and I ask God for forgiveness." She looked across the courtroom at Jean's family and said she wished he was the one with the gun and had killed her instead. She also said she never wanted to take an innocent person's life. This is not about hate, it's about being scared. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.